All right, Friday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Again, we're from the Christmas Village tonight, live from the Christmas Village, and let's talk about the world cabal from the Christmas Village. Let me say it, everybody in the chat. Praise Holler's on. D9597 is on. Itsua 99 is on. Allen 6221 is on. Sheila K is on. Mike Griffith is on. Chopper Supernut is on. Just Fact is on. 11 Carl 11 is on. Volvo 960 is on. Dave Souders is on. Bud Dave is on. Why Not Me is on. Mojave Jeep JT is on. Gritterdom is on. Wilbur's Bud 1 is on. Salty Gonads is on. Sexy Pony is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Horror Hotel is on. Hassle Free TV is on. K4 VMS is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. John Phillips 1973 is on. Lisa Kinzer 11960 is on. 23 Justin Blake is on. Confederate 1 is on. Kept Guy 1 is on. Mike McGoin is on. Jim Kohler is on. App Seeks Truth is on. Jeannie Malfeasy is on. Dead Plan is on. Leon Fishpuppy's on. ATC Terry is on. Those Jesus People is on. Q13013 is on. Snagdog is on. Uncle Wally's on. Big Scott 1 is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. BP2 Tim 17 is on. Love you guys. Appreciate you. Also, welcome to the Worldwide Christian Television Network. Welcome, everybody, to the TLP Podcast Night. Short show tonight. Short show. I've already made my prediction. 10:08 is the prediction. So 58 minutes from right now, we'll be done. Aaron does not believe. Aaron is not a believer. Sexy Pony comes in at 10:35. Absolute Truth has 10:15 or 3 hours. 10:42 for Perry. Heather 1:20. Nobody believes me. 10:08. I don't blame you because I said last night I was going to be done at 10:08. And I got done at 10:32. Not very good. Yes. But anyway, now listen, this could be, and nobody else will say this but me because I'll say anything. This could be the most. Look at that. Tim L. Teeper doesn't believe me. No way, Tom. This might be the most boring podcast ever. I mean, I'm just telling you. It might be because all we're going to, I mean, not all. If I'm going to try to get through all the financial stuff. To me, this stuff is huge, but it's not the world's most sexy stuff. It's not cabalish, although there's nothing more cabal than this stuff, just so you know. But don't turn off yet. See how it goes. And if it's really boring to you, then you can turn off. But we're going to talk about where all of our money is being spent. Talking about the Department of Government Efficiency, the Doge that's coming in with Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk. So this is good stuff. Everybody needs to hear it. And then I've got all the other stuff right after that. If I can buzz, I plan on doing this really quick. Because there isn't much to say about each one. Drummer for Jesus says 10:55. For those of you that are wondering why on earth we're talking about these times, is because I always say that I'm going to get done earlier than I am. And just so you know, I really do plan on it. I really do. But I'm not able to do it at the end. I really do plan on it, though, especially on a Friday, because I know everyone wants to, you know, want to get ready and do stuff on Friday night. But anyway, all right, so let's go to the first one. Department of Government Efficiency tweet, how the government spends your tax dollars. Of course, now Doge is putting these out, like, all the time now. It's coming from Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk. They're putting them out every day. This is exactly what we need. I can't remember who put out the tweet, and it may have even been from Doge. But what we all need as Americans is line item budgets that so you and I are seeing every day where all of our money goes. We need to see it, you know, line by line, not these big, like, vast sort of characterizations and categories of discretional spending, whatever it may be, or you know, this goes to this department, that department. No, we want to know specifically where every dollar is going, how the government spends your tax dollars. $28 million on licensing fees for a green camouflage pattern. Did everybody hear that? $28 million. I told you this might be the most boring podcast ever, but this stuff absolutely blows my freaking mind. $28 million on licensing fees for a green camouflage pattern on Afghan National Army uniforms, the army that we completely deserted. And Afghanistan, but right before we deserted them, or even maybe after, we spent $28 million. Because it could even be after, because once it's allocated, somebody will spend it on something instead of returning it back to our national coffers. $2.5 million on a Super Bowl ad. Aren't you glad that basically, depending on where you live, basically 40% of your income is taken by the United States government and/or state governments, and this is where it's spent on? $2.5 million on a Super Bowl ad for the census. Couldn't that have gone to the people in Appalachia? $1.7 million for holograms of dead comedians. $500,000 to build an IHOP in Washington, D.C. That's where our money's going. Just so you know, when you see it come out of your paycheck and you're sitting there going, I wonder where all this money goes. Well, there's where it's going. And you're like, no, a lot of it goes into FICA, you know, your Social Security. No, it isn't. Social Security's bankrupt. They rate it. I'll just read some of these again for you. They raise your Social Security so they can spend $28 million on licensing fees. You know, when you get like a giant chunk of your check, you know, if you ever worked for like the government like I did, and you'd get your pay stub and it actually was actually line itemed in your, you know, on your pay stub, and you see all that money that goes into FICA, all of that is rated and it goes to $2.5 million in Super Bowl ad for the census. Here's another one for you. Steve 2A video. This is Jesse Waters. The corrupt Biden regime has turned our government into a modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah. Play for me.
It's not just that they're lazy. They are horny. Veteran affairs officials in Tennessee just got caught having an orgy on the clock. And not just any orgy, 12 people, butt naked, all over each other at work. We paid for that orgy. This was a taxpayer-funded orgy. Veterans affairs, literally. Some of the sex was at the VA hospital. So while veterans are getting MRIs, these guys are in the other room going at it. And one of these bureaucrats fessed up to sleeping with 32 of his coworkers. 32. 32. And the guy and a bunch of the 32 women were on company email bragging about it. This is the same VA that put veterans on wait lists to die. And they got bonuses the longer the wait list. So Obama said he cleaned it up, right? Remember, I cleaned up the VA. It's not cleaned up where I come from, Barack. We're $36 trillion in debt, and the government's either working from home or having orgies.
Now, of course, that's just from yesterday. That's yesterday's broadcast. Just to go over real quick. At the Office of Veteran Affairs, which is a federal government building in Tennessee, so everybody knows, that's where all of our money goes when you see 40% of your paycheck disappear. They don't show up and help you. Do they ever show up and help you? Has the FBI ever helped you? ATF ever helped you? Ever done anything for you? Absolutely not. And then when we finally do need FEMA, they don't show up either. So, but at the Veteran Affairs Office, again, a federal office building, people were found live in a 12-person orgy on the clock. You and I were paying people somewhere between $30 and $150 an hour to have sex with each other on the clock. People that worked at the Veteran Affairs Office. One guy admitted he's had sex with 32 of his coworkers in the building. You and I are paying this guy to have sex with 32 female coworkers or male, whatever, maybe he's bi. And they're emailing each other, bragging about their sexual exploitations on the clock. That's what you and I are paying for. That's not from a year ago, 2 years ago. That broadcast was from yesterday. Let's go to the next one. Department of Government Efficiency tweet. Summary of California's high-speed rail. Oh, we don't have to worry about California because I don't live in California. Oh, yeah, you do. You need to really worry about California because it is the biggest gaping black hole sieve of federal spending in the United States of America. Most of our dollars go to California. They do. You're like, shouldn't they be generating their own finances? No, they're billions and billions and hundreds of billions of dollars in debt. Just like the federal government is. And the federal government is $36 trillion in debt. Finances their debt. In about 60 to 90 days from now, we're going to be $37 trillion in debt because we're going up $1 trillion in debt every 100 days. Joe Biden added $12 trillion to the debt in the last 3 years and 10 months. $12 trillion. For the first, from 1776 until 2008, we were $9 trillion in debt. From 1776 until 2000, we were less than $1 trillion in debt. Get that. 1776 to 2000, we were less than $1 trillion in debt. And then George Bush brought it to $9 trillion. Hussein Obama, which he called that immoral, brought it to $19 trillion. Trump brought it to $23 million. And the idiot in chief, President Putin Pop, brought it from $23 trillion $37 trillion when he leaves office. $13 trillion by the time he leaves office. Summary of California high-speed rail project, originally projected in 2008 to cost just a mere $33 billion.
Oh.
$33 billion. Not financed by California, but financed by you and I. Now projected to cost $88.5 billion to $127.9 billion. Estimated completion date was 2020. That didn't work out. It must have been the pandemic that caused it not to get done. As of 2024, zero passengers. There is actually a rail station from Bakersfield to some other town, but nobody has yet been transported on this high-speed rail. So it's a non... It's supposed to be like San Diego to LA, LA to San Francisco, blah, 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 blah. Nothing. They got it from Bakersfield to one other, which I got those names, but I'll get to that in a minute. But anyway, so it's supposed to be done in 2020. Didn't happen. As of 2024, zero passengers have transported, and the majority has not even been fully designed, not fully built. Started in 2008, correct me if I'm wrong, 16 years later, 16 years later, it hasn't even been fully designed, let alone built, received $6.8 billion in federal funds, and now requesting an additional $8 billion federal funds for a total of $14 billion on a 16-year-long project that isn't even fully designed. Imagine that. Just so you know where all your dollars go. And people are like, this isn't as sexy as CBDC, social credit systems. It's not as sexy as vaccine passports and WEF. This is all more dangerous to our economy than that. Is a crushing 36 rapidly growing to $37 trillion debt. Max Bonilla video breaking: Gavin Newsom hires fifth CEO to take charge of the failed high-speed rail project. Play for me.
Right now, there simply isn't a path to get from Sacramento to San Diego, let alone from San Francisco to LA. I wish there were. However, we do have the capacity to complete a high-speed rail link between Merced and Bakersfield. Now, I know some critics are going to say, well, that's a train to nowhere. But I think that's wrong, and I think that's offensive.
Well, Gavin, since you're already offended, let me offend you even more with the facts, and that is that the California High-Speed Rail Authority is on to its fifth CEO. Its fifth. And they have spent billions and billions of dollars and have only built a small little bridge to nowhere in 16 years. So yes, it is a train to nowhere, and they're still demanding $100 billion more dollars. You know, you boast about it as if it's some form of success. I don't know if you know what a revolving door is, but that's exactly what this is. Because you've had no success, no one wants to stick around. No one wants to be in charge of this project. I mean, it's gotten so bad that the New York Times said that this project won't even be finished by the end of the century, and Congress opened an investigation into it. I mean, it's quite telling because it comes as no surprise that you have soft skin, especially now that you've signed a bill that bans election-related memes.
All right, so there you go. So they have the high-speed rail, after 16 years, has been built from Merced to Bakersfield and still has not had one single traveler on the rails. Not one single passenger has actually traveled from Merced to Bakersfield or Bakersfield to Merced. Is that there in the yellow section?
It is the blue part.
Sacramento. I can see the top of that. Sacramento. Merced. I don't see Bakersfield.
It's like middle of the blue.
There it is. So Merced to Bakersfield. That's what they built so far. After 16 years. After 16 years, that's what they built. They need another $14 billion of your dollars so that Californians, I was born in California. I'm just telling you, I don't want to pay for Californians' high-speed rail. Do you?
No.
But our taxpayer dollars are going there. And Gavin Newsom, when somebody calls it a train, and by the way, just so you know, yeah, there's a rail system there, but nobody's been on it yet. It's not even fully designed. What does it even mean that it's there? Who knows? Are there tracks intermittently put out so that Gavin Newsom can say that there's a high-speed rail system between Merced and Bakersfield? Who knows what built actually means? Because there has not been one passenger on that train yet. And remember, it started in 2008. And then now he's just hired his fifth CEO in 16 years. Billions of dollars in the red. And if you call it a train to nowhere, Gavin Newsom calls that offensive. Because he thinks in terms. He thinks in swampy cesspool terms. Like, reality has no impact on Gavin Newsom. Absolutely no impact. Like, this is an absolute disaster. This is an abject disaster. Billions of dollars in debt. You're requiring billions more. It started off, I remember the, I'm trying to remember what the numbers were. Oh, there it is. It was supposed to cost $33 billion. Now they need $88, up to $127 billion to build that thing. The wall cost $8 billion. To build a wall across the entire southern border is $8 billion. And they need $127 billion to build that wall, to build that, that the train, to build the high-speed rail system in California. I can spend all night. I'm not going to do it. Let's go to the next one. Doge tweet. In 2024, the National Institutes of Health, the NIH, the experts, the COVID experts, the stand 6 feet apart people, the lock down your businesses and your churches people, the to be fully vaccinated, to this date, you have to have been vaccinated against COVID-19 10 times. Mandating a vaccine based on it stopping transmission and infection, using a vaccine that doesn't stop transmission and infection. These people, Francis Collins, Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci is over a subsection of the NIH, NIAID. He was, anyway. Let's look at how they spent some money. I mean, there's more on this, too. Just some little expenditures here. $125,000, and remember, this is the National Institutes of Health, spending $125,000 on examining anti-race healing in nature. What does that even mean, anti-racist healing in nature? What does that mean? Can somebody explain that to me? Wow. What does anti-racist healing in nature mean? It sounds sort of like a pseudo anti-Christ Christmas song. $151,000 on perceived racism, cardiovascular disease risk, and neurocognitive aging, all related to racism. $560,000 on effects of racism on brain and pathways to health disparities. That's where all of our money's going. All right, let's go to the next one. Department of Doge tweet. Last week, the social, don't you love it? See the dates coming out. It's all from Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy out of Doge. Last week, the Social Security Administration signed an agreement allowing 42,000 Social Security workers to work from home. This is their solutions to this spending. Is now 42. Why, first of all, Aaron, why do we have 42,000 people working for Social Security?
No idea.
Why do we have 4 million federal employees?
Yeah.
Doing what? Is anybody
orgies.
Ever, have you ever even, Aaron, have you ever even interacted with the federal government? I'm trying to think if I have.
No, I don't think so.
I talked to some FBI agents when I was a cop, but other than that, I'm trying to think of if I've ever interacted with them. But somehow you and I are paying for 4 million federal employees. 42,000 Social Security workers now can just work from home until 2029. Just trying to hamstring Trump so Trump can't. Listen, you can just listen. Trump is trying to get into effect where he's going to be able to fire all of these people under civil service contracts, and hopefully he can. All right, let's go to the next one. Doge tweet. In 2023, is this in 20? Yeah, where am I at here? 23 alone. This one should say in 2023 alone. Let me see. All right, where are we at here?
This
all
is
right.
The one.
Okay, last one was Social Security. Okay. All right. Let me see. All right, we'll just go with it. All right, in 2023, the National Institutes of Health, NIH spent, here we go, more on the NIH, $759 million on workforce diversity and outreach. National Institute of Health. Aren't they supposed to be curing diseases? Isn't that what they're supposed to be doing? $611,000 evaluating microaggressions amongst Latinx individuals who don't want to be called Latinx, with obesity. Evaluating microaggressions among Latino individuals with obesity. I mean, I have to like finish the sentences. They get more and more ridiculous as you go. It couldn't, you didn't think it could be any more ridiculous than the first two words, evaluating microaggressions. And they're like, couldn't be any more ridiculous than the first four words amongst Latinx until it goes individuals with obesity. $87,944 on the roll. I don't even know what these things are. I know what estrocycle is. But Aaron, do you know what nucleus accumbens are?
No.
I have no idea. The role of estracycline nucleus accumbens signaling an incubation of oxycodone cravings in female rats. $87,000. You're $37 trillion in debt. And this is what the NIH is spending our money on. And listen, you want to actually solve the problems of the United States of America, it starts with spending, how we spend our money. All right, let's go to the next one. Doge tweet, in 2023 alone, illegal immigration cost taxpayers, it's a mere $150 billion. $150 billion, folks. To put this in context with other costs adjusted for inflation, World War I cost $334 billion. Apollo space program, $257 billion. Manhattan Project, $30 billion. Panama Canal, $15.2 billion. Oh my God. Hoover Dam, $1 billion. And we spent last year alone. Now remember, that this year, it'll be another $150 to $200 billion. The year before, $150 to $200 billion. Year before that, $150 to $200 billion. It's not like the Hoover Dam, $1 billion one time. Panama Canal, $15 billion one time. Manhattan Project, $30 billion one time. Apollo space project, $257 billion, one time. World War I, although span over a few years, $334 billion, one time. One time. And then remember, that's adjusted for inflation. That isn't the true dollars on those. It's adjusted for inflation. If that was spent today is what Elon is putting out here. $150 billion on people who illegally invaded our country. You know what it should have been spent? $1 billion sending them back. $1 billion. You know what would have worked even better? $8 billion on a wall. And you put on top of those walls Israeli-style water cannons, Polish-style water cannons, and you put a bunch of razor wire out there, you'll never have one illegal alien ever come to the United States again. And if you're, listen, if you're a Republican and you don't have the guts to say that, you shouldn't be leading this country. You shouldn't be in a leadership position. Oh, that's just not humane. How is it not humane? It's perfectly humane. If they get stuck in the razor wire, we'll go out and cut them out. How is it humane to sex traffic children through there? How is that humane? They always say, it's not humane to detain people or to keep people out. How is it humane to sex traffic 325 to 400,000 missing kids in our country right now? Under the Biden administration alone, how is it humane to bring 500,000 convicted criminals into this country, 30,000 of which are murderers and rapists, into this country in the last 3 years and 10 months? How is that humane? $157 billion on illegals alone. All right, let's go to the next one. Citizen Free Press video. Stunning clip from House hearing. One NGO received $600 million for 3 months of helping illegals. Play it for me.
I'd like to ask Mr. Carroll and anybody else would like to answer this. Can you name some of these NGOs that have specifically taken these hundreds of millions of dollars and not used it to protect these children?
Catholic Charities, Lutheran Family Services, Jewish Family Services. I spoke to a gentleman that works in DHS. He actually sends the electronic fund transfers, and I asked him, sir, tell me, who are you responsible for, and how much is the largest check you cut? He said, I'm over Jewish Family Services, and I cut a check for $600 million. And I said, is that for like 3 years? And he told me, JJ, get in the game. That's 2 or 3 months, and it's renewable.
One.
This is sent to these charities, namely Catholic Charities and Jewish Family Services. Let's focus on Jewish Family Services. $300 million for 3 months to facilitate minors across the border for what exactly? Now, the numbers are 325 solid, that 325,000 that are missing over the 3 years and 2 months of the Biden administration. We know that it's 1 to 5 times that many, according to CBP statistics. Because I haven't said this for a while. Whenever you talk to a CBP official, Customs Border Patrol official, they will tell you that whatever you hear coming out from us is 1 to 5 times that many because we don't know everybody who's crossed the border. So it's somewhere between 800,000 kids that are absolutely missing at the low end to somewhere in the neighborhood of a couple million. We don't even know. But on their documents, 325,000. So that's what, when they want huge numbers, they falsely inflate them. When they want small numbers, they falsely deflate them. That's falsely deflated, 325 to 400,000. It's actually millions of kids that are missing into the wind. Millions that are missing into the wind. And Catholic Charities, quote, Catholic Charities, quote, Jewish Family Services received $600 million in and of themselves in 3 months to facilitate illegals across the border. not to help them, facilitate them across the border, including children, into labor and sex trafficking. And remember now, we are the number one sex trafficker of children in the world is the United States of America. Not Bangladesh, us, not Amsterdam, us. We're number one. And it's good if we keep on the track that we are, eventually we'll be trafficking more kids in this country than we are trafficking drugs, because kids just surpass guns. So, and then the very end of that, you telling me like over a year, 300 million, no, over a 3-month period of time set to Jewish Family Services so they can facilitate illegals across the border. And it's like Joe Biden's border, you still hear it, peddled by Democrats. Joe Biden tried to secure the border with his border security bill, and Donald Trump thwarted it. Yeah, you know what? Because it was a border facilitation bill. It was a border infiltration bill. It was a border invasion bill. We're going to hire more judges, and we're going to hire more CBP agents. You had to facilitate people, not stop people. Facilitate people so their court cases could be heard sooner, so they can be sent out into our country unvetted. Kids sent out into our country unvetted. We have no idea. And I talked about this last night. They've tracked it now where numerous children were brought to a specific home. I believe it was in our state of Florida, where they had sexual offender reports, more than one sexual offender reports, and they kept delivering those kids to those houses knowing there's child sexual offenses occurring in that house. Continue. As well as delivering them to strip clubs in the state of Florida. It's an absolute fact. None of this is being denied by the federal government. None. None of it is. So just think about, the border security bill. The border security bill just had to do with hiring people to change diapers and facilitate them across the border, driving buses, booking flights. And this is just border. This got nothing to do with the 500 plus thousand that Joe Biden has flown in, namely from Haiti and from other countries also, at $150,000 per flight. You wonder why we're $37 trillion in debt? And if we don't solve it, folks, which is always amazing to me, and I know you've heard this rhetoric before, but when Mike Johnson passes these omnibus and minibus bills, last one he passed was Joe Biden's $1.7 trillion minibus bill somewhere back in April, May of this year. And the CR is coming up right now. Continuing resolution will be the first thing that Trump has to deal with. And he passes these bills, furthering us into debt. And I'm like, does he not realize that if the dollar goes busted, that he's broke too? I don't get these people. I don't get voting for your own demise. Why would you not? Well, we have money today. Okay, you're like, well, we saved it for today. Saved it for today. I agree with you. CRs are unconstitutional, Tim Altieberg. You're exactly correct. Yeah, well, I saved it today. I have my Social Security today. Here's the thing, and I'm not advocating for, we don't even need to cut Social Security, which we'll get to all that in a minute. We don't need to cut Medicare or Medicaid. Now we need to get into the fraud involved in those areas, big time, because lots of fraudulent things going on. It's like they found hundreds of billions of dollars worth of fraud with all the COVID expenditures, with $7 trillion. Of the $7 trillion spent on COVID, they can only track $800 billion spent on COVID. So where did the other $6.2 trillion go? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. We have to give somewhere between 20 and 40% of our paychecks to this cesspool. And it's not just our paychecks. Now we're giving more in hyperinflation and taxation. All right, Jesse Waters video. Democrats are sending out a holiday warning. It's about Thanksgiving, but don't go to this is just the title of it, so if you want to look it up, it's past, but there's a specific part of this video. Don't go to Thanksgiving dinner with your conservative relatives. Play for me.
We need the FBI and the DOJ to stop criminals and terrorists, not go through the First Lady's underwear drawer. It'd also be nice to tighten up some of the agency's spending. You ready? A whistleblower says the FBI blew your money on stupid little office activities like a painting class where agents could get to know colleagues and unleash their creativity. Oh, and they also did office yoga. Not sure why they just can't stretch on their free time. And there was lunch and coloring. They described it as a fun series of coloring sessions during lunch that you will get to see your colleagues' artistic sides. Elon, we found some government waste there.
One.
So our tax dollars, once again, you might be like, I'm Tom, I'm sick of hearing it. I know, but I'm getting through the stack. I got to get through the stack. Our tax dollars going to the FBI, paid for FBI agents and employees to go to a painting class on the clock. Wasn't Trump nearly assassinated? Yeah. Don't we have a major fentanyl crisis killing 100,000 Americans per year? Yeah, I don't give a crap about that. But they did go to painting. And not only painting, they actually went to a coloring class. They were all around coloring, like Winnie the Pooh books. FBI freaking agents. That's why I tell you they're useless. I'm telling you, I was a cop for 25 years pushing a police car around, going to just rudimentary street-level police calls. That's it. I was either in patrol or I was in youth services. That's all I did my whole career. That's it. Retired as a sergeant, Sarasota County Sheriff's Office. That's all I did. These FBI agents are not cops. Most of them have never been a street-level cop ever in their life. They don't know what they're doing. They're in various rooms of the FBI building. That's why Cash Patel said that he's going to close the FBI building. There's 7,000 people. Get this, Aaron. 7,000 people working at the FBI building in D.C.
Yeah.
How do you even fit 7,000 people into a building? How does that even work? The Hoover building. How is that? 7,000 people? He says he's going to close the building and open up as a museum to the deep state and send them all out to chase bad guys. You know, when we got 100,000 Americans dying per year of fentanyl poisoning, we probably got enough for those people to do. But instead of doing that, they're running around arresting J6ers and arresting abortion protesters. So they painted, they had lunch, and they colored all on our dime. All right, go to the next one for me. Largest donors of humanitarian aid around the world. Why do we have to do all this? Explain it to me. Aaron, tell me. I mean, somebody tell me. No. Tell me in the chat. Why do we do this? Explain that. What do you and I get out of it? Largest donors of humanitarian aid worldwide in 2023. This is all recent stuff. I love this stuff. You may hate this. I don't know. And I don't mean to be trying to overly defend it. I'm just telling you, if this isn't addressed. In million U.S. dollars, those are by the millions, folks. You see that 9,489? That's 9,489 millions. Remember, 1,000 millions equals a billion. So this is where all of our money's going. Look at us. And everybody see the European Commission? That's numerous countries. So that our one country spends five times the amount of the European Commission, our one country. And five times more than Germany. I don't know, 10 times more than the United Kingdom. 10, 12 times more than Central Emergency Response Fund. Japan, Norway. You could basically combine every last one of them and they wouldn't come up to half of what we do. It wouldn't even come up to half of what we do. Not even half. And that's where all... For what? What do we get out of it? All we get in those countries that we give humanitarian aid... Two, all we get out of those countries are them burning American flags and shouting Allah Akbar. That's all we get. We get nothing out of it. What have you ever gotten out of it? It's time for us to ask these questions. What in the world do we as United States citizens who pay for that? And you're like, well, we really aren't because we're going into debt. We are because someone's going to pay for it. I'm trying to remember the exact stat now that each American citizen or each American family, don't hold me to any of these things. It's either each American family owes $200,000 or each American citizen owes $200,000, whatever it may be. Thousands upon tens of thousands of dollars. Tens of thousands of dollars each of us, no matter what, owes right now. As well as something that most people don't ever talk about is that the credit card debt in the United States of America, personal debt, not just credit card debt, but personal debt, is now over $1 trillion in the United States for the first time ever, brought about by the Biden administration. Look at us. $9,489 million. That's what we are. We're spending $1 million. There it is. Aaron just found it. Each one of us owes. You ready to pay off our national debt of $37 trillion? It'll be $37 trillion before Biden leaves office. $271,000 each of us owes per taxpayer to pay off our debt right now.
Per citizen is 106.
Yeah. Per taxpayer. Yeah. Aaron's breaking it down. I don't know if everybody heard that, but if you did, okay, per taxpayer, those of us who pay taxes, which you and I do, $271,000 per citizen, $106,000.
Almost 107.
Yeah, almost just shy of $107,000 per citizen to pay off our national debt. Yeah. And it's going where? Can anybody even name where it goes? And we all just accept it. Elon wants to come in and cut our government agencies down from 400 plus government. Why do we have 400 plus government agencies? Can you imagine 400? What do they freaking do? It's like 436 government agencies. They're doing what? There's 17 intel agencies in and of themselves. 17. What do they do? Nothing. They all sit around promoting each other. Oh, we got a promotion for you. Or they look for their their private parachute out of government, brought because the opportunities were opened up to them in the private realm from government via their top secret clearances and things like that. All right, Wall Street Silver tweet. It's not Apple, Tesla, or NVIDIA. This is interest payments on the U.S. national debt, $36 trillion. We now pay, get these numbers now, and I want everybody to ask yourself this question. We think about World War III, and we should. We think about the war at Gaza, we should. Think about the war in Ukraine, we should. The Chinese Navy doing amphibious land practices near Taiwan, we should. We think about the degradation of our military, we should. But if we don't solve this, folks, it's not going to matter. There'll be a crushing depression. It's going to have to stop. It has to stop. And we can't keep voting in people like Joni Ernst who continue to vote for this over and over and over again. Mike Johnson, who vote for this over and over again. Yeah, we know Mike Johnson is butt-kissing and bootlicking Trump right now. It's because that's for his own personal political survival. Otherwise, he'd be approving another, and it would be Kamala Harris omnibus spending practice. And by the way, Donald Trump spent $4 trillion, way less than Biden. Figure Donald Trump put us $4 trillion more in debt when he took office. Joe Biden, $12 to $13 trillion in the same time frame. It's basically three times. Imagine spending three times $4 trillion. Three times the amount. It'd be like, you know, if Aaron and I went out to two different places for dinner and I spent $100 and he spent 30. He goes, man, Tom, you spent three times as much as I did. Oh, yeah, it's true. But that's, you know, 30 to 100, roughly. And you actually come in and you spend $4 trillion and your predecessor, your predecessor is the one before, right? The one who's after you, whatever that is. That person spends three times as much as you did in trillions of dollars.
Crazy.
And again, by the time Biden got in, their glorious vaccine rollout had already come out. So why are they spending all that money on COVID still? But now we pay nearly $1.2 trillion per year in interest on the debt. Our debt is just under $37 trillion. On that debt, we pay $1.2 trillion just in interest payments. About 23% of all of our taxes, if you're wondering where they go to pay that debt. 23% of all of our taxes, tariffs, and fees collected by the U.S. government goes to paying the interest on the debt. Here's the graph. Put up the graph for me, the picnic. There you go. Federal government, current expenditures, interest payments. There you go. Look at where we're at. Starting, right, you know, again, this is included Trump. Trump never should have let us go into the debt that he did. He never should have okayed the COVID, you know, the COVID bailout money and all that stuff. He shouldn't have. He'd still be president right now. But that's where we're at. He's not nearly as bad as Obama, and he's not nearly as bad as Biden, but bad enough. Look at this. Look at this thing. We honestly think we can continue on this trajectory. Look at what happened. I mean, look where we were flatlined, pretty much from 1950 to 1980, and then look at us. And then does it change? I mean, does it change with Republicans or Democrats? No, because there is no difference between Republicans and Democrats. There's a difference in their platform. I'm a lifelong Republican. Plan on being to continue to be a lifelong Republican. But I've never voted for anybody but Republicans. I'm just saying that what's the difference between Republican administrations and Democratic Party administrations? What's the difference in spending? Nothing. Nothing. Now, Trump brings in legitimate differences. So did Reagan. But they're the only ones. The Bushes, absolute cataclysmic disasters. Massive debt. Massive debt. Let alone what the Democrats did. All right, let's go to the next one. Wall Street Mav tweet. It's been 11 days. Now it's more than that. This was on
The third.
Yeah.
Today's the sixth.
Yeah. Today, I don't know what the heck is it. He hasn't been. He must have tweeted it on the third. That makes no sense. Oh, I know what he's saying. On the third, it had been 11 days. So now it's six, and now we're 14 days, and I get it now. It has been 11 days since we reached $36 trillion national debt. Get this now. You think it's going to slow down? We are already 17% of the way to $37 trillion. I'm looking at it. If you're wondering why I look, you know,
oh,
look
my
over here,
word.
I'm looking at Aaron. Because, I mean, I sometimes I just need an audience, sort of an audience response, because I'm like, I'm staring at a camera right now, and I'm wondering what all of you are thinking, 761 people that I can see that are watching, let alone all those that are watching on a Christian television network. And you don't think America is in huge trouble. And this is why you don't cave to COVID. That was $7 trillion in and of itself. $7 trillion of useless spending. That went to, all that went to were people that support the Democratic Party with various, companies and various Green New Deals and solar panel companies and all. That's where it all went. Not to mention dark money. It just went. Because again, $7 trillion was spent on COVID, but they can only track $800 billion that was actually spent on COVID out of the $7 billion that was spent on COVID. You're like, Tom, what you just said is nonsensical. It makes no sense. I know. But it just all went to Democratic Party sycophants. That's all that it went to is Democratic Party supporters. $6.2 trillion into the wind. And people don't think we're in trouble. And they want to talk about nuclear war. Okay, there could be a nuclear war. And I agree. We should be talking about nuclear war. We already have. At length. But we better be talking about the non-sexy thing in that we're already, again, now we're 14 days. When this was written, we were 11 days in on the 3rd. Today's the 6th, and now we're 14 days in. So we're now 20% of the way already. 14 days in, we don't even get to enjoy being $36 trillion in debt until we get to $37 trillion in debt. Because we're already 20% of the way there, 14 days into being $36 trillion in debt.
Yeah.
And on what? Can anybody even name what it is? What do we get from it? I think American citizens should be able to ask, what do I get from it? I want to know. Nothing. We are on pace for adding $1 trillion to debt in way less than 100 days. So we're getting worse. We were at 100-day pace of adding $1 trillion worth of debt. Now we're getting to where we're probably at 75 days, and we'll be at adding $100 trillion in debt. There's our national debt right there as of December 3rd. It's now December 6th. $36,171,000,000,000. How do we even spend 100? Says, okay, so 11 days from December 3rd was roughly, roughly November 21st, 22nd, 23rd, somewhere in there, right? So let's just say November 23rd, 5 days before Thanksgiving. We were exactly at that time, November 22nd, 23rd, we were exactly $36 trillion in debt. And we added $171 billion between then and December 3rd. And now we're probably $36 trillion, $200 billion.
We are. I just looked.
Aaron, oh, you have
yep.
the clock?
Yep.
Put it up there.
Can't
do it?
No, right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, Aaron's checking the debt clock. We have now reached $36 trillion, $200 billion yeah. already. What did we spend $200 billion on? What did you get? I didn't get a new car. I got nothing.
No.
I didn't get a tax deduction. I got nothing. Nobody sent me any presents from FEMA or anywhere else. I got nothing. If I had the one time I needed FEMA, they didn't show up and pick up my trash. I'd do it. Spend $8,000 picking it up myself.
Did you get your house paid for?
I didn't get my house paid for either.
$1,000 Visa gift cards?
I got nothing. No. I had no gift cards. I didn't get food stipends. Yeah. I didn't get frequent flyer miles. I got nothing. I mean, you could say I got abused or assaulted, but other than that,
you
got
paid
nothing.
For your own assault?
I paid for my own assault. Paid for my own, yeah. I don't want to say it right now, yeah. But anyway. All right, end wokeness video, but don't worry. Now there's all the problems. I just gave you all the problems, right? You're like, Tom, show us the solutions. Well, Biden's coming. Biden's coming to help. Don't worry. Biden's on it. Here's Biden's solution. End wokeness video. Play it for me.
You know, that's the right thing for the wealthiest nation in the world to do. And today, I'm announcing over $1 billion in new humanitarian support for Africans displaced from homes by historic droughts and food insecurity. We know African leaders and citizens are seeking more than just aid. You seek investment. So the United States is expanding our relationship all across Africa, from assistance to aid, to investment to trade, moving from patrons to partners to help bridge the infrastructure gap. I was told, by the way, when I got elected, I could never get an infrastructure bill passed.
Now, people are always saying, you know, we want to have these experienced people. We wouldn't want to dare put Pete Hegseth in charge because he's never run anything the size of any department of the government. He's never run a large business or a large segment of the government. He's never good. Because there's the idiot that has right there promising Angola $1 billion or however many. Was it a billion? I can't remember what it was. Oh, yeah, it's $1 billion. $1 billion worth from where? It's printed monopoly money. We are broke. We're beyond broke. We're $36 trillion in debt. And we'll soon be at $37 trillion in debt. And his solution is these experts? Why would we ever vote? Why do we vote for electable people? Republican or Democrat? Why do we, again, we don't vote for Democrats. I'm just saying, why do we vote for electable people as if they are experts? Experts are destroying this country. And then they not only do they look down at us, but people actually look up at them. look up to them. Like, as if these people are governmental experts. If they were, if they were in the private realm, if they were in private business, they'd all have run their businesses out of business decades ago. Not one of these idiots, whether it's Pelosi, whether it's Schumer, whether it's McConnell, whether it's Biden, whether it's Harris, whether it's Lindsey Graham or Mitt Romney, Willard, who's leaving the Senate, thank goodness. Not one of them could run a McDonald's effectively. Not one of them can. None of them can. That's why Elon Musk sits out there and goes, just wait till I get in there. And I hope that he's unleashed. And I hope that he can fire millions of people. I'm millions. There's 4 billion federal employees. Half of them need to go, minimum half. Half. I think for me, we need maybe 150,000.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe. Because all it is this malignant, never-ending tumor of tentacles of this committee forming this committee and this committee forming this committee and this department forming this department and this department forming its DEI department and this department to oversee the DEI department and this department to oversee the department that oversees the DEI department.
Right.
And he get promoted. So you got the DEI department, department that oversees the DEI department, and then the department that oversees the department that oversees the DEI department, and then you can get promoted up the chain. That's all that it is, and you and I pay for it all. What did they ever accomplish? Nothing. I mean, honestly, nothing. You're like, Tom, yeah, we have a military. Yeah, you can. Military has lost $4 trillion. Nobody has any idea where it is. I'm tired. Listen, I'm tired of being an apologist for the military. I'm not doing it. They're a bunch of woke idiots. Our military is extremely diminished. We if we are the most powerful, it's only because we have nukes. And Trump can fix it. And it was way better under Trump, obviously, way better under Reagan, even better under the Bushes, which who I can't stand. But I'm not going to be an apologist for the military anymore. I love the military. I was raised in the military home. My dad's a career naval officer. I'm just telling you. And I was, you know, not that they don't equal, but I was in a paramilitary organization for most of my adult life as a police officer. I'm just telling you. I'm not going to be an apologist for him. And you want to talk about where we need to slash budgets? We need to slash. And that is where, that's a line you're going to have to cross. I'm telling you, Republican to Republican, conservative to conservative. We cannot continue to tote the line of no military cuts. Listen, a lot of the reason why we have so much spending overseas is military bases. For what? Why are we there? You know why we're there? It's so that you have military bases as targets for jihadists so that we can be in perpetual war. And so that more and more money pours into the military industrial complex. So they want the targets. In order to have a war, you got to have the targets. All right, Eric, where am I at, Eric Trump? Is that where I'm at?
Yes.
Yeah, Eric Trump tweet. Think. Now we're heading to the solutions. I just gave you Biden solutions to spend more billions. Eric Trump tweet. Think. Government added 52,000 jobs in the month of December. This month. 6 days. The government added 52,000 jobs. In 6 days. Did anybody get what's happening here? This is purposeful destruction of the United States of America.
Yeah.
In 6 days, three times the number of jobs added to the United States construction industry, 17,000. We are so backward. Thankfully, help is on the way, Elon Musk and Doge. Overall job growth, listen to these stats. Government added 52,000 jobs this month. 40,000 in the hospitality, healthcare 38,000. Social assistance, which by the way, sounds like government jobs, 21,000, construction, 17,000 jobs. 52,000 government jobs doing what? Again, I know I'm being redundant, but I just want, everybody needs to live in the realm of reality because everybody has like different sort of mental assertions of what things are. We think the government has to be doing something. No, they don't. No, they don't. They're doing nothing. They really are doing nothing. Let's go to the next one. Just a news tweet. Senate report finds only 6% of federal employees work in person full time. That's just the news. That's John Solomon. That is more than a reputable media source. 6%. 6% of our tax dollars go, not 6% of our tax dollars, our tax dollars go to paying a federal workforce that only where only 6% of the employees actually show up to work. And Joe Biden just okayed 42 or 52,000, can't remember which, 42,000 Social Security workers to stay at home. Full-time, stay at home. They just never have to show up. Some of these people only have to show up at work once a month. So what they do is they make sure that they time their Their first day at work is the last day of the month and the first day of the month.
Yeah.
So they come up 2 days to work, and then basically they work 2 days and they're off 60. That's what's going on. 240,000 out of 4 million. What are you talking about?
That's the 6% of the 4 million employees.
Oh.
So 240,000.
240,000.
That's the only amount.
So 6%, 240,000 out of 4 million employees show up to work every day. That's what we're paying for. This is reality. This is the reality of things. And all of us just sort of nonchalantly mail all of our money in. Am I telling you not to mail? No, mail it in. You're going to get arrested. But it needs to change. And we need to stop voting for people like Joni Ernst. If you're hearing me and you're in Iowa right now, stop voting for Joni Ernst. Just like we needed to stop voting for Marco Rubio. Like, isn't he the new Secretary of State? Sadly so, yes. Way better. Why didn't you put Mike Flynn there? I don't get it. I mean, I know there has these backroom deals. And if you listen to Bannon, he's far more expletive on this, all this stuff. Not expletive, that's a cuss word. But he explains it more, way more than I do. Way better than I do because he's in the inner work. He's at Mar-a-Lago right now. He's doing his broadcast from Palm Beach, Florida. But I'm just saying, you can't elect Joni Ernst and expect us. She signs every omnibus bill under the Biden administration. You look at the liberty scores of what Aaron and I put out, of Cornyn and Thune. They vote with Ilhan Omar 50% of the time. These are our new Senate Majority Leader, John Thune, votes with Ilhan Omar, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer 49% of the time. 49% of the time. And this is a Republican? It's very confusing to me because Christians want, like, there's a famous story out there right now. I don't know her name. Something Rain or something. Keeps popping up on Twitter. The OnlyFans girl who made like $43 million last year. And she claims to be a Christian. She's an OnlyFans girl.
Yeah.
Okay, she made $43 million with men watching her do various sex acts. So people want the benefits of a name without living under the rules of the name. Sophie Rain. Yeah, there you go. Sophie Rain. So she claims to be a Christian and a virgin, but yes, does all this. Okay. And I'm not saying she's not a virgin, but I'm certainly saying she's not a Christian.
Right.
Tom, you can't judge. You don't read your Bible if you think that. You don't read your Bible if you think that Christians can't judge. Jesus said, judge, but judge with righteous judgment. You therefore have no excuse. You pass judgment on someone else. For whatever point you judge the other, you are condemning yourself because you pass judgment do the same things. So if you're doing the same things, you don't pass judgment. I should never pass judgment on Sophie Rain if I'm an OnlyFans star or a OnlyFans watcher. So the spiritual man makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment, right? That's out of 1 Corinthians. So, I mean, that's the thing. So we are to judge. You have to judge. You don't make judgment calls, but you judge. You can't be looking across the room at two people talking and say, I know they're talking about me. That's a judgment call. But when a girl is performing sex acts for millions of people to see, she makes $43 million a year doing that, which is more than most NBA players are making, and then calls herself a Christian. No, she wants the benefits of the name without living under the rules of the name. She wants the benefits of the name without the price of the name. That's why in Psalm 138, 2, I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name. The name that's above every name. The word is actually the name that is above every name. Philippians 2, 9 through 11. The name that is above every name is dwarfed by the word of God. And it's the same thing with Joni Ernst calling herself a Republican. She wants the benefits of calling herself a Republican without the price of being a Republican. Sophie Rain wants the benefits of calling herself a Christian without the price of being a Christian, which means abstinence, which means repentance of sin. But she gets to call herself a Christian because somehow she loves Jesus. But you don't love Jesus. How do you love Jesus? What is it hard? Is it complex? You need to do a two-hour Bible study to figure out how to love Jesus? No. This is love for God. You ready? It's really simple. The Bible is so easy. It's so easy. It's just a matter of whether or not you'll obey or not. 1 John 5, 3, this is love for God, to obey his commands. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. John 14, 14. John 14, 15, actually. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. John 15, 14. Yeah, I meant them all. John 14, 15, John 15, 14, and 1 John 5, 3. That's love for God, to obey his commands. How does she love? I love all these weak, watered down, non-gospel preaching, non-Bible thumping churches who tell people, well, we know you love Jesus, but you're just not obedient right now. That's an absolute contradiction. Right. That's like saying I'm an American because you want the benefits of the name American without the cost of operating under the Constitution of the United States of America. You can do whatever you want. That's a Democrat right there. There's a little soapbox for you. I'm sick and tired of these people. Joni Ernst, Mitt Romney, they vote to butcher the unborn. They never overturned Roe v. Wade. Trump, who's actually a moderate under abortion. You had all these alleged anti-abortion zealots like the Bushes. Even Ronald Reagan did nothing.
Yep.
Nothing. Not one fucking thing. All these alleged conservatives, like Mike Johnson claims to be this evangelical Christian. He has all the look. He's got the glasses. He looks like the conservative Christian guy with his Jesus Fish Bible cover and all that crap. But he votes to fund abortion. He votes to lop off penises, breasts, and testicles. He votes to do it. He wants the benefit of being called Republican without the price of being a Republican. He wants the benefit of being a Christian without the price of being a Christian. Listen, there's lots of benefits to being a Christian too. Health, wealth, victory. But there's also a cost. Because when you tell a transgender person or a gay person that they're sinning, there's a cost because you're going to lose that relationship. That's why a lot of Christians, I'm a Christian, and I never tell people that they're sinning. You're not a Christian. Because you want the benefits of the name without the cost of the name. Is that making sense, Eric?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, J.D. Vance News. This is something I put this up a couple times. I said to put up again. President Biden has just locked in. It is 42,000, not 52,000. In a work-from-home deal for over 42,000 federal workers, those with the Social Security ones, I think it could be two separate deals, but it has to be the same deal. All right, let's go to the next one because I've already covered that one. Mario Nafal tweet. House report. Oh, boy. Here's the solutions for you. Don't worry. Our government's all over there. Aaron, you can rest at ease.
Rest at ease. Thank you. Happy Christmas.
Oh, thank you. Happy. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
You got your camera over there working?
Yeah.
See, everybody see. Can you put the wife on?
Oh,
my wife's running the slides tonight. There's my wife. This is my wife, Hope. There she is. She's her first time ever running the slides. That's why I've seen all these screw-ups tonight. I'm just kidding. She's doing a great job. But anyway, there hasn't been any screw-ups. So really, the only one who screwed up is me. But anyway, as usual. I have to be done in 2 minutes. But anyway, to keep my word.
30 minutes. No, 30 minutes.
No, I'm going to be done quickly here. All right. I don't think I'm going to get to anything else but that tonight. But anyway, at least I'm going to try not to. All right. We'll see. We'll play it by ear. All right. Mario Nafal tweet. House report. Big Brother's watching your wallet. So while they're $37 trillion, you want to talk about hypocrisy. You want to talk about hierarchical hypocrisy. You want to talk about oligarchical hypocrisy. While they cannot manage their own finances, Aaron, don't worry. Don't worry, USA Abbey Girl, Chopper Supernut, Judy Anita, Regina Loves Art, Tim L. T-Bird. Don't worry while they put our country $37 trillion in debt themselves, they can't manage their own finances. They're watching yours. They're seeing if they can manage your finances for you. They're watching every dollar that you spend. House report, Big Brother's watching your wallet. Think your money is private? Think again. A bombshell congressional report reveals how the government and banks are teaming up to spy on your financial transactions. No warrant needed. Here's the kicker. 2023 alone, banks handed over 25.4 million reports to federal agencies. Federal agencies. Do you know that? 25.4 million reports to federal agencies, flagging 4.6 million suspicious activities like buying firearms, booking DC hotels, or spending big bucks. Flagged. To the FBI. Apparently a weekend, you think we're living in a constitutional democracy or a constitutional republic? No. We are living in the facade of those things, governed by totalitarians in the DC cesspool. Apparently a weekend getaway or buying a couch could put you on their radar. The FBI ran 3.3 million warrantless searches on this data. Our government is $37 trillion in debt, and they're worried about you and I spending anything over $600. We get flagged. Do you realize that? That's the way that it is. That's the truth. It's flagged if you spend over $600. And with 25,000 officials assessing these files, the FBI ran 3.3 million warrantless searches on this data. And with 25,000 officials assessing these files, the government's watching your wallet like it's a Netflix show. Mario Knopf already. Now, they're testing AI and digital IDs to monitor your every move, making sure your morning coffee isn't too suspicious. Privacy, what privacy? Congress better step up before your bank statements turn you into Big Brother's diary. Go to the next one for me. Mario Nafal, more on Mario Nafal. Thanks to the 1970 Bank Secrecy Act, BSA. Your bank isn't just keeping your money safe. It's keeping tabs on your every move while they're $37 trillion in debt. And by the way, the banks are a big part of that $37 trillion in debt. In 2023, banks filed 25.4 million reports on customers, including 57,000 daily reports for transactions over $10,000.
Wow.
Bought a used car, paid college tuitions. Congratulations, you're suspicious. This is all the truth, folks. It's all the truth. You couldn't get a better source than Mario Nofal. We are the new media. We are the only media, you and me. Bought a used car, paid college tuition. Congratulations, you're suspicious. Adjusted for inflation, that $10,000 rule should be $75,000, but apparently inflation only counts for you, not Big Brother. So again, if you're counting for inflation, since my wife's sitting over here tonight, she's the one who told me, you know, we buy, I love soda, so I get a lot of soda. And a 12-pack of Coke used to be $4, you know, $4.50, something like that. It's now $9. That's just under the Biden administration. That inflation really counts for us, but it doesn't count for them. Because according to if you go by inflated Biden terms, we shouldn't be on a watchdog list in any way, shape, or form. But if the watchdog number used to be 10,000, then it should be at least inflated to 25,000. But no, they're still keeping it at 10,000. So inflation only hurts us, but it doesn't hurt their watchdog activities. But apparently inflation only counts for you. Suspicious activity reports, SARs, were even more absurd, with 4.6 million filed last year, mostly for vague reasons like other suspicious activities. That's what they're actually quantified as. Why are we checking it out? Because it's another. What's another? I don't know. Flag it. That's what's going on every day. Money laundering or terrorism, just 1,500 reports, less than 0.1% for money laundering and terrorism. They're checking us when we spend $600, but they're checking. Look at all the 4.6 million SARs filed, but only 1,500 of them were for things like money laundering or terrorism. But they're making sure that when Aaron and I withdrew $1,000, they knew why and where it went. You honestly think that we are a constitutional republic? We are not. We are on the cusp of being Canada, who's on the cusp. On the cusp of being China. That's where we are. Canada, source Alex Jones, just passed a new law where they've now are confiscating all firearms except for single bolt action rifles. It's a fact. Mandatory gun buyback, mandatory gun confiscation, except for single bolt action rifles. It's a fact. Pull it up right now. Anybody wants to test, you watch on, well, CTM, we're off now, but whatever. You want to just please Google it right now. It's happening. And what did Canada do? What did Canada do during the vaccine protests? Shut people's bank accounts down. The trucker rally. The data doesn't stay with banks either. Over 14,000 officials ran 3.36 million warrantless searches in 2023. That's the FBI, that trusted FBI. There's nothing more than the brown shirt Gestapo for the Democratic Party. Oh, maybe I should stop right there. Let's see. Anyway. Oh, you know, I'm going to play this one. All right, Aaron, help Hope out over there with this. We're going to skip ahead. We got to play this. Aaron's been wanting to play this video. I've been wanting to play this video. This is a great, great way to close it out tonight. It's a George video, Aaron. I never forgot what El Salvador president, that one there. You got it.
Yep,
okay,
you got to
hear this. Play it for me.
I talk to my conservative friends right here. They always tell me that the problem is high taxes. But they're wrong. Of course, high taxes are extremely high here in the United States. I give you that. You're right in that. But that's not the real problem. The real problem is not the high taxes themselves, but the fact that they are not even really funding the government. Not even those high taxes, higher than a lot of places in the world, not even those taxes are really funding the government. So who's financing the government? Government is financed by treasury bonds, paper. And who buys the treasury bonds? Mostly the Fed. And how does the Fed buy them? By printing money. But what backing does the Fed have for that money being printed? The treasury bonds themselves. So basically, you finance the government by printing money out of thin air.
Bitcoin.
Someone could ask, well, so if the government can print the limited amounts of money out of thin air, why did they collect taxes? I mean, in theory, it would make sense, right? If they can print unlimited amounts of money, why would they need taxes for? The answer is simple, but it's very shocking. The real problem is that you pay high taxes only to uphold the illusion that you are funding the government, which you are not.
Boom. There you go. There's no reason to even summarize what he just said. Rumble Rants tonight. Big Jim Go Blue, $50. Nitsua, $99, $20. Jules, $54, $20. Tammy L. Margariter, the matriarch of the Rumble Rant, $10. Order in the Court, $10. Dave Souders, $5. Love you guys. Did pretty good. We'll be done at about 10, 15. Listen, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to warn you. You got to stick around for the postgame. Telling you got to stick around for the postgame. It is awesome. You're going to love it. It's almost all positive. You're going to love it. Stick around for it. I'll be in the chat during the postgame. Listen, don't forget about Foundation Church this Sunday. Listen, we love Trump. We love the transition team. Love J.D. Vance. Love Vivek. Love Elon. Tulsi Gabbard. Pete Hegseth. Love all these people, but they're not Jesus. And none of that's going to matter when we all stand in judgment. What's going to matter is, are your sins gone or not? You've got to have a church. You've got to have a pastor. And most importantly, you've got to have a Lord and Savior. And there's only one path to that, and that is Jesus. You've got to have Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. He is the only path to God. You got to do it. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You want an exciting church service where you never know what's going to be said? Join me right here. I'm sitting. The sanctuary is right. I'm going to try to point right there. Join me Sunday morning, right here at Foundation Church, no matter where you live. Now, 5 years ago, I would have said, go to a local church. Well, listen, I'm going to be really mean right now, because I always am. Most churches suck. They're not good. They don't preach the gospel. They water it down so people will stay in the seats. They water it down so that everybody loves them. They water it down so they don't hurt anybody's feelings. No, you preach the word. 2 Timothy 4:2, preach the word in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. And I preach it all. I with health, wealth, prosperity, victory, hellfire, brimstone, judgment, heaven, hell, repentance, turn from your sin, turn or burn, all of it. Plus, you know what? There's going to be a whole lot of politics leaking from that pulpit. Because I preach politics from the pulpit? Because that's not a Bible verse. There's no Bible verse that says, thou shalt not preach politics from the pulpit. So I preach politics from the pulpit. So listen, join us. We've already broken 700. Let's try to get up to 800 people watching live. Watch it, like and share. Listen, as many of you as can follow me on Twitter, get over and follow me on Twitter. Follow me around Twitter. You can also watch the podcast live on Twitter. You can watch the church live on Twitter. Now this Sunday, you can watch the church live on Twitter, both on my page and the Foundation Church page. So join us. Just make Foundation Church your home. I'm telling you, we never closed, never will, never stood 6 feet apart, never donned masks, never pimped and hoard vaccines, never. Don't go to a church that did unless they publicly repented. All right, I'm off my soapbox, 10:17. Love you all. If I don't see you Sunday morning, you start off Sunday morning, 10 a.m., Aaron will take the stage. Well, Aaron's on the stage at that time. But you'll see Aaron leading worship right around 10:15. I'll take the stage and start preaching right around 11, 11:05. If I don't see you, Foundation Church at Foundation Church this Sunday, I'll be saying hi to you too. Those of you that join us online. If I don't see you on Sunday morning, I'll see you Monday night, 9:00. We're still rolling. We're rolling all the way to Christmas week, live every night, Monday through Friday. If I don't see you Sunday morning, I'll see you Monday night at 9 p.m. As always, love you all. God bless y'all. There's my Christmas shirt right there. There you go. little Grinch, fully automatic Grinch, fully automatic rifle armed Grinch tonight. But anyway, love you guys. I'll be in the chat during the post game. See you Sunday morning, or I'll see you Monday night. God bless you.
2 Corinthians 8:9. He became poverty so that you could become rich. And then Christians think that it's an attribute to be poor. That's like saying that it's an attribute to become sin because he became sin. Well, you just want to feed the world. How are you going to feed the world when you're broke? Wouldn't you rather, instead of signing up for $1 a day to save this or that, wouldn't you rather save an entire Village by giving them $5 million? Well, we have all of that. The cattle upon a thousand hills and all wealth is his. Romans chapter 8, 16 and 17. Join heirs with him. Therefore, what does heir mean? Inheritance. It's yours. And it's not yours in heaven. It's yours now. Nobody ever believes it, because they've been ingrained into believing that poverty is a Christian attribute. It is not. If you don't want it, give it away and let God make you a continuous conduit of cash.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lively podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.